The Holy Letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 15. This is letter number 5615. And Baruch Hashem dated the 26th day of Tammuz. 6th day of Tammuz in Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter to the Hanhola, that's the administration of the yeshiva and the Talmud Torah in Kfar Chabad. Havai Hashem Aleim Yichyu Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter, which was dated Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh, Saturday night of the portion of Matis. So, the question number one, they presented the Rebbe. It sort of conflicted a little bit the time of the camp, when the day camp started, with the times of the end of the yeshiva. They asked the Rebbe whether they should end school a few days earlier so that the kids may participate in the day camp on time. So the Rebbe says, your question about ending the yeshiva so that the student should be able to be in the camp. So the Rebbe says like this, since anyways, you'd make an interruption of 10 days. That's what they give for vacation. Regardless of this question of the camp, they would give off for 10 days. So this would only add several days. So the Rebbe says then, that's proper, the Rebbe says, it's kedai to do so. And especially the Rebbe says that also in the camp, it's not like they're not studying there at all. So that's fine. So the Rebbe says, okay. And number two, the Rebbe asks, they ask the Rebbe, what to do? This is a very practical and pertinent present today. What to do about schar limud, that's tuition, from those who have the ability but they don't want to play? What do we do about people who can afford tuition and don't want to pay? So the Rebbe says that it's self-understood that you could take the proper means for that. Doesn't specify it. However, the Rebbe says, my hope is that if you will warn those who refuse, that their names will be publicized, that alone should help. I guess people didn't want to part with their money for tuition, and they could pay tuition. And the Rebbe says just publicizing the names of those that don't pay, that should be sufficient and not have to take further action. Number three, they asked the Rebbe to raise tuition. So the Rebbe says this really depends on the condition of the place and generally the condition of the land of Eretz Yisrael in generally. So the Rebbe says you should consult about this amongst yourself together with the, there was a spiritual Vad, that was a group taking care of the spiritual matters of the Kfar Chabad. And the Rebbe blesses them with success in their holy work and for good news. I mean, it's amazing to see us. The Rebbe takes a pretty strong stand. They need the funds to keep the school operational. And the Rebbe doesn't just say, let the people that could afford not pay. Now, I'm sure that if using the current rationale, many people will say they can't afford it. You know, can't afford it is like a very broad term. But in any event, the Rebbe addresses three questions. The Rebbe says they could close the yeshiva a little early to accommodate them attending the camp. And those who could afford to pay on that question, so the Rebbe says you have to take the proper means to get them to pay. But the Rebbe says he's hopeful that if you say that you will just give their names out, so that should be enough. And the Rebbe says about increasing tuition, you should, that really depends. The Rebbe can't really, doesn't want to advise them from here, but the Rebbe says that depends on the condition. The Rebbe says what the condition is there and what the prices of tuition are in other places in Israel. And the Rebbe says that they should consult together with the Vada Ruchni of the Kfar Chabad, and together they should make their decision. The Rebbe blesses them with success in their holy work.